Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Alara Canfield Show, the Create Your Life video series. And this time around, we're talking about the gift of choice. So thank you so much for being here, first of all. It's such a joy for me to be able to do these shows with all of you, the guests, as well as the participants, all of you. And so thank you for being here with me. And, you know, there are some changes this time around, right? And so one of the things I wanted to tell you right off the top is that after you sign up and you're able to join these live calls, you will get in your email the link to the podcast where all of the replays are. And as well, they're all on my YouTube channel as well. So you can catch them both locations. And I know people are asking, where's the replay? Do you send a replay? It's like, yes, after every call, I send out a replay. So, but perhaps some people are not getting the email. So I will look at that after. But you can always go to my YouTube channel. Just look for Alara Canfield or Shefali Burns on YouTube and my podcast. Just look for on iTunes, the Alara Canfield Show. It's there. Yay. And why is my internet unstable? I have no idea. I'm locked in. But other than that, so that's the only administrative stuff I wanted to share. If you'd like to ask questions today, please raise your hand or type into the chat or just unmute yourself and ask a question, okay? Because we love questions. It adds so much more to the conversation than just me talking and my guest. And today our guest is Crystal Crawford. She was here with us last series and she's back with us again. And I'm so excited because we had such a wonderful time. It was so much fun and the conversation was different than what I expected. I don't know what I expected, but it was like, wow, this was amazing, you know? And so she's back with us this time and we're talking about the gift of choice. And for those of you who don't know Crystal, you might have read about her on in the email, if you got it, or on the live page, right? So she is an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator. She's a life business visibility coach, an author and enjoyer of the miracles. I love that. Author and enjoyer of the miracles. She's a 10 timesing her income in under a year and creating an online coaching business that continues to expand. She thrives on the miracle of you changing. And let's face it, a well-crafted landing page. I might have to talk to Crystal about that. So we'll see. She's been a restaurateur, a waitress, a minister, and a heretic, a landscape designer, and a crew, a wife, and an adulteress, and the expansionist and coordinator for a number of other businesses in and out of Access Consciousness. She works with entrepreneurs and life creators on a daily basis and is authoring her second book, and in her spare time, travels through cities around the world, makes out with her man, who I know is also participating today. He's here on the show, so yay, and wonders what she'll create next. And, you know, I just love that, wonders what she'll create next. And, you know, our series is called Create Your Life. So we're going to talk about creating your life and the gift of choice and what Crystal is creating in her life right now, everywhere that she goes. And I know she's busy. So thank you, Crystal, so much for being here with us and taking time out of your busy schedule. Welcome.
Yeah, totally. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's like, well, you're always... I mean, I'm part of, you know, your Facebook group, one of your Facebook groups, right? And it's like, you're always contributing, you're always posting, you're always sharing, you're always doing something, like creating, not just for yourself, but for others, you know, like you're really good at sharing what is working for you, you know, through collaboration with other people, right? So other co-creators and other creators of magnitude. And when we talk about creating your life, right? And I know we asked this last time, but what does that mean to you? And has it changed since the last time we talked about creating your life? Because I think like everything is changing all the time for me.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Today, what creating my life means to me, I'm going to just preface everything I say with today, what it means to me. Mm-hmm. I would say, what does it mean to me? I would say in the last 2 to 3 months, it's creating my life has really been probably more up in my face than it ever has been before. I made some pretty major shifts in December that took some things out of my life and then went into January and well, it's still, it feels like it's 2019 already in my head, but I went into this month really needing to, not just replace those energies, but like actually create the energies that I took out had created my life for me, in the sense there was a lot of urgency, there was a lot of meetings, there was a lot of things that I had to be a part of. And so one of the things I realized when I stopped working with those people was that that had been creating a lot of my choice for me, which I think when you get into a job or you have a family and you have children, like that's sort of what happens is like, you know, you've created your life in a way that it kind of creates your choices for you. You don't have any other choices, sort of, right? Mm-hmm. But so I took these out and I really had to start looking at what do I want to create as my life? Like I now get to choose the energies that I add and the people that I play with and the meetings that I have and the things that I want to create in the world even more than I did before. And it was sort of, it was confronting because one of the things I realized is that I didn't necessarily want to do that. You know, I kind of liked having some of my life dictated for me. Mm-hmm. And was still choosing it. So it's really been this ongoing, you know, we talk about having choice in every 10 seconds in Access, and that tool never becomes more relevant than when you are required by you to show up, you know, to show up in every moment going, okay, so now what do I want to choose? And now what do I want to choose? And now what do I want to create? And if there's energies that aren't there anymore, like, okay, so who or what would I like to add? And what can that look like? And how can that show up? And, but it's like, it's a really every microsecond being present with myself sort of situation. And it's never been more intense or more exciting.
And you know, you're right about it being so intense. I'm finding since December, it's like, it has been crazy intense and all over the place. I mean, I have been all over the place with, what am I creating? What am I not creating? Do I want to create? Do I not want to create? Do I want to just give it all up and say, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to be a housewife from now on. You know, totally. It's like, I've been everywhere. And it's like, what is, and at the same time, I've been like, taking a lot of classes as well, right? So mm-hmm. doing a lot of Access classes and doing a lot of body processes, and like swapping body processes and swapping bars, doing all that stuff. And so like, do I need a break? Or like, what's going on here? It's like so much is coming up, right? So when you're in the process of creating your life, mm-hmm. is it possible that sometimes that stuff comes up for you to look at and then and choose, do I really want this? And if not, what do I really want? And that's a question that, you know, I think a lot of people are not used to asking themselves, what do I really want? You know, it has nothing to do with age, but it's like, okay, I'm at this point. What do I really want, right?
Yeah, well, yes. I think that's the question that comes up almost all the time in everything. You know, like for me, I've looked at, do I really want this relationship? Do I really want to live with these people? Do I really want to work here? And one of the most probably confronting things is if I weren't choosing from preference, but I were choosing from the energies I'm aware of, mm-hmm. of the future that I want to create, what would I choose? And many times they're different. And that has been the most confronting thing personally. Because we tend to, when we're, I know for me, like when I was first starting to like choose for me, I'm going to choose for me, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to include myself now and I'm going to choose, you know, it tends to be a lot of times at the exclusion of other people, or it's like, okay, well, I'm choosing for me. And so therefore I'm leaving and I'm doing my own thing. And there's nothing wrong with that. I've created a lot of magic through choosing that. But my biggest challenge, my biggest invitation to myself lately has been to one, choose beyond my normal patterns, which is I've done a lot of leaving in my life, which is on one hand, a real strength. And on the other hand, I've overused it because it's like, that's my easy, that's my comfortable distance of like, yes. You're not working for me anymore, goodbye. So I've been inviting my...
Just what, and is that kind of like your, what's it called, your exit? You know, it's like, I was just reading...
Oh, my back door.
Back door.
Yeah, one of them. I've had lots. Right? For most of my life, I've had the whole backside of my house off, you know, just so I could jump out at any time from my... Energetically, that's really been more what's true, you know?
Yeah.
And so I've been inviting myself to whatever it is that isn't that, because I don't really know what is the what isn't that very well mm-hmm. at all. You know, I don't have any reference points for moving forward into this future I'm asking for. So, you know, so it's been like, if I wasn't choosing from, I don't like this, or I don't like that, or this isn't working for me anymore, because that's really been my normal.
Yeah.
This isn't working for me anymore, so I'm going to choose something else. What's beyond that? What's beyond that? And this is the thing that Gary tells us to ask all the time, which is, what will my life be like in 5 years if I choose this thing? And what will my life be like in 5 years if I don't choose this thing? Mm-hmm. And this question is becoming more relevant to me now because what I'm demanding is that I have the future I desire, and I don't know how to create that. The only tool that I have, which is an epic tool, is my awareness of that future. And the only way I can get to that awareness is by asking a question. And that is confronting, because sometimes the answer to that question is not what I'd actually like to choose in that moment, because I don't want to do it, or I don't feel like it, or this, you know, this person is being shitty, blah, 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 preference, 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 you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's a new play.
So that brings up really interesting. And MF1950.
I love your name.
We're going to get to your question in just a second. I just don't want to lose this part.
Oh, Caroline. Oh, that's
Caroline. Okay, good. Good. I just don't want to lose this point here. So you're talking about how you have the energies of what you'd like to create in the future. Right.
So the way you do that is like you just go, okay, so what's the energy of the future I'd like to create? Bam. Mm-hmm. You've got it right there. There's the energies.
Yeah. And then what? Right? Because I have that. It's like, okay, I have the energy of what I'd like to create in the future. I got it. But it's like, how do I get from here where I am to there?
And it's a good question, but literally the roadmap is you start choosing, and as you're looking at, if you have a few choices in front of you, you go, okay, so what's this choice going to create? Is this going to create a greater future? Yes or no? No. Okay. What's this choice going to create? Is this going to create a greater future? Yes or no? Yes. But I don't like this choice. Okay. Pock and pod. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. I've had to become willing to be led by my yeses, even when they go beyond what I'm currently comfortable with, what I actually like. And that's when I have to really use interesting point of view. I have this point of view. I have to pock and pod all of my preferences, everything I've decided, everything I've judged. And it's my awareness then that's leading me instead of my distractor implants or whatever else I may have going on in that moment.
I'm not
saying I do it perfect. I'm just saying I'm currently in the active participation of that.
And you're asking the questions, right? And that's the thing, using the tools, asking the questions, and not letting the distractor implants or anything else get in your way.
Or if I do, I just start recognizing that I'm doing it and going, oh, well, that's a distractor implant. Okay, what other choices do I have? Like, I've just become more willing to be more allowance with everything as it shows up. Because I do distractor implants. I do expectations like a champ, you know, especially of John. And then I get mad at him for it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm starting to just recognize it and going, oh, okay, I just did that. Now what other choices do I have? And that is also, that is the creation of your life, is awareness. Choice creates awareness. Yeah. So you choose to go into an expectation, you get an awareness from it, then you have another choice available, or 12 or 15 or 50 other choices available. It's an infinite choice.
And thank you. That's really important, that what you just said, that right now was choice. Like, you were choosing to go into expectation or judgment or whatever, right? Because sometimes
it wasn't like a planned choice.
No, exactly. But
I just chose it.
It was still a choice, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what we don't realize, that everything we're doing or not doing is a choice. It's not just those big choices that, okay, I'm going to choose this today. This is what I'm choosing to create my life with or whatever. No, it's every day when I get into the judgment of myself or somebody else, in that moment, I'm choosing to judge. It's like, and until I catch myself, it's like, oh shit. You know, it's like, I was judging there. This week, really tough with that. It's like, I'm judging myself. It's like, and then, you know, using a tool to clear that judgment or just be aware of it. And it's like, okay, cool. You know, good to know. Right. And then choosing something else, right. So choosing to go beyond that judgment if possible.
Or choosing to indulge in judging yourself. So if there's no wrong choice and no right choice, and if puck and potting, it isn't working, just indulge, judge yourself like crazy. Cause that is another version of allowance. And really the whole target is consciousness, and consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Point is getting out of judgment. It's not the point is not to create the right life or create the right amount of money, even though we've made that the point a lot of times. It's to get out of judgment. And so everything in your life can actually be an invitation to getting out of judgment if you're willing to let it be that. This has like been kind of an ongoing thing. I had to really recognize and acknowledge I'm trying to get life right, and I'm trying to use consciousness to get life right. Okay, cool. Well, consciousness includes that too. You know, is there, but it's at that moment when you have that awareness that then you have another choice.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And that's the key, is that being aware of the choices, that your feelings, your thoughts, your emotions, whatever's coming up, being aware of it and not judging it and saying, okay, cool. And what else is possible here? Mm-hmm. You know? So that's what I try and do. It doesn't always work out.
It's a practice though. Like, it's a daily thing. And that's why it's so cool that we, it's not about getting it right. But as humanoids, we're kind of geared that way. We're kind of geared to like, look for trying to get it right. Right. Like, that's our natural bent sort of.
Yes.
And I find for me anyway, like the practice of consciousness is bending in a different way, is like actually practicing bending in the way of allowance. Like, what would it be like if I was just an allowance? You know, it's ongoing.
It is. And that's the thing. It is ongoing. It's not just like you get it now and then that's it forever. Mm-hmm. You know, one other thing. Okay, so Caroline said we answered her question. So yay. I'm so glad we answered your question. So I wanted to just quickly talk about, because I was reading this book recently, you know.
Yeah, such a great class. I took that class.
And so I was reading it and it's like, oh, and they were talking about creating your life. And it's like, oh, that's what I'm doing right now. The series I'm doing is about creating your life and creating a big life, right? And then about committing to your life, right? And committing to whatever it is that you're choosing for yourself instead of, you know, the giving up, giving in, you know, on all that, and the back door. Oh, show the book again, sorry. Mm-hmm. The Home of Infinite Possibilities. I like it. So, you know, if you can get it, I'm sure there's going to be lots of wisdom for sure.
I'm sure some of us are going to do book clubs on it.
It's great. But I like that part about the committing to your life. I like the part about the back door. And I didn't realize until recently, it's like, oh, I have a back door and it's wide open. You know, like, so my back, somebody asked me a question yesterday. And she said, are you willing to close the back door? And she got the answer, no. It's like, oh. And she's like, well, not yet. It's like, not yet. You know, so there's still something there. But sometimes you don't realize that you have a back door. Can you talk a little bit about the back door? I know I understand why I'm cutting out, because I'm connected to the, I'm wired in, you know, I'm not on Wi-Fi or anything. But thank you, Caroline. I saw that too. It's like, weird. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead, Crystal.
Can I talk about the back door? Gosh, where to start with that? I'm going to talk about it in the best way I know how. I mean, I know like one facet of it is that, you know, closing your back doors is definitely not a one choice to rule them all. It's a begin creating your life and then start recognizing where you leave your life all the time. You know, like if you, with money, you are the creative source of money. You are the creative source of everything in your life. So like with money, for example, if anywhere you go into, you know, doubt or lack or need or anything that isn't you being the creative source of whatever it takes, I'm going to create and have this and receive this, you've exited your back door. Like that's you leaving your life. And so it's, you know, it shows up just everywhere. And it shows up in these little microwaves too, you know, but I would say anywhere you're going into a distractor implant, anywhere you're going into doubt, anywhere you're going into conclusions, decisions, judgments, that's you leaving your life. Because all of these things that are so common to choose, because that's what the way we were raised and that's what we've known, are take you out of awareness and they take you out of choice and you put yourself into the no choice universe, which is not actually your reality. And that's the practice I've found, is like having my reality and functioning from my reality and discovering what that is, mm-hmm. from no definition, right? Like just the fact that my reality is infinite possibility. My reality is infinite choice. My reality is all these things that I have no idea how to live a lot of the time. And that's, you know, that's where, you know, we could give you the 10 keys to total freedom. And literally I'm going through those right now with a group of people, and they are the keys to total freedom, but mm-hmm. they break it down into these tools, because those tools are the practice of having your reality and having your awareness and having you. And anywhere you're not being interesting point of view, you've left your life. Yeah. Anywhere, you know, so it's all these little places where we leave our life all the time. And that's cool. It's not makes you wrong. It's just like, okay, so if I were truly committed to my reality, which is what I'm playing with right now, sort of going back to the beginning of our conversation of being committed to my reality, not knowing what it is, but only having a sense of it, mm-hmm. and having to rely on the question of like, does this create the future I'm asking for? Yes or no? Yes. Okay. It doesn't make any sense. It's not what I would choose if I were functioning from preference, but you know, okay, I'm in, because that's the reality I'm committed to. instead of the commitment to my preferences, which has really been the way that I've lived most of my life, is I'm really more committed to my preferences than I am to my life. And that's just something to acknowledge and going, oh, I prefer being, and you can look at that, like that shows up so many different places.
Well, I think that's, I think committing to your preferences or choosing via your preferences, I think that's the first step in learning to choose for yourself, because before that, we're not choosing at all, period, right? We're on automatic pilot. And so, I think that's the first step of choosing is starting with what do I prefer? What do I not? Right. And doing that. And then after that, I think it's more about then you start getting into the nitty gritty and the finer details of what choice really is. So can we talk about what the gift of choice has been for you and what it looks like? Because the gift of choice, it's like for me, it's about freedom and empowerment and, wow, I'm getting chills as I say that, but the gift of choice is you being you with total allowance and no judgment, right?
Yeah. Choice is my favorite tool. Choice, like, if you've ever taken any classes with me, my favorite, well, what do I do? I'm stuck. Choose anything. Like, go choose to stand on your head, go choose to drink some water, go choose to pee, choose anything. Cause choice is what's going to create awareness, which is going to create something different for you. And I actively use choice all the time in all kinds of different directions to move myself out of stuck places, to create something different with my financial reality, to create something different in my relationship. And I will choose, I'm an avid chooser because I'll choose shit that I'm pretty sure isn't going to work, but I know it will change something. Mm. And So I always tell people when they're like ever taking classes with me, I'm like, don't come take classes with me if you don't want to be invited to choose, because you're not going to like me. I'm a terrible facilitator for me.
But that's interesting when you're saying choose something, even if you think or know it's not the right thing, still choose, because it's still going to give you some awareness. It's still going to get you unstuck from where you are. That's for sure.
Right. And I've had to trick myself into choosing beyond my own limitations with right and wrong. And I think a lot of us have to do that, and we don't know that we have to do that. But like, there is no right choice. No. There's only choices that choice creates. That's it. Choice mm-hmm. creates. So to invite yourself to that reality, sometimes you have to just, one of my favorite phrases that I have a class about is do it wrong, do it badly, do it anyway. Do it wrong. Go do it wrong. Like when I'm coaching with some of my VIP clients, I had this one lady, she was doing beautiful videos, but they were terrible because there was no energy in them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we're going to open a private Facebook group and you're going to go and do the worst video you can possibly do. And guess what? It was hilarious because she was being herself.
Yeah.
So really what happens is in an effort to try to do it right, we cut everything off about what's actually great about us, our humor, our space, our, our wild, weird ways, our bad accent, our whatever it is that we've decided we can't be. We cut all that off, which is actually what's great about us. And so my favorite thing, it's my favorite tool, is do it wrong, do it badly, do it anyway. Go do the worst thing you could possibly do, because what's probably going to happen is you're going to discover you're more brilliant than you ever knew.
Absolutely. And that's the thing people don't realize, is that they really are much more brilliant than they think and they pretend, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell my husband to get off the internet. When I first started doing my telesummits back in 2013, I was being serious, and mm-hmm. I was doing everything right. And it was awful. To be honest, it was awful, right? And then when I started getting loose and just like saying whatever I wanted, laughing and giggling, it's like, oh, this is so much more fun, And then somebody said to me, Alara, well, at that time, Shefali, you shouldn't laugh. You shouldn't giggle. It makes you less professional. It's like, oh, okay. Well, I don't want to be less professional, So it's like, okay, I'll try not to, So I tried. Did not work, and it's like, I have more fun. If I'm having fun, it shows more, right? The energy's there, right? And it's just me being me. And whether somebody likes it or not, I finally got to this point, whether somebody likes it or not, that's not my problem, right? Mm-hmm. For me, it's about, am I enjoying it? Am I having fun? Am I providing a service? Do people, are people getting something out of it? And like out of these shows. And for me, it's like, if I'm being myself, and sometimes saying crazy weird stuff and laughing and giggling, they see the real me. And that real me is much more brilliant than the professional, you know, host that I was trying to be at the beginning, right? It's like
professional is so boring. It's so like nobody wants to watch that shit. You know, why do we think, why do we watch cat videos on Facebook? Like, because cats are cute and they're just being themselves and they roll and they tumble and they're cute, right? Like, why do we think we have to be something besides what it's just, it's a lie.
Nope. And they, you know,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna, well, Gary Douglas talks about it all the time. He's like, I don't know what, you know, there's all these points of view about like, don't use the clearing statement on the internet and don't do all these things, even from a lot of the access staff. And Gary's like, the more outrageous I've been, the more money I've made. And I'm like, I'll have what he's having.
and you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's like, you know, when we're doing these types of shows, you know, it's just about being yourself, sharing whatever we have to share so that people get something, you know, that they get some tidbit, some nugget, something that is going to change their life. So what questions do you all have about choice, about choosing, and about creating your life? So let me ask you right now. So how many of you today consciously chose even via preference, or did you actually choose, if I watch the show, if I attend the show today, is it going to create more? Did any of you ask those types of questions? You can write it on the chat, or you can like unmute yourself and ask a question too. But it's curious to see if people are actually asking the questions and following that energy or not, right? So
you're cutting out pretty bad, but like one of the things I wanted to throw in there is like, asking a question it's not required to use words. And so a lot of times we're being a question and we just don't acknowledge it. And so the other thing you can look at with this is like, were you being a question and not looking at that? And I think it's important to start getting more conscious awareness of when you're being a question or when you're being a conclusion, when you're being something that, you know, I was talking to my friend, Torsten last night. He's my roommate. And I was talking about this one class that I do called 6 Weeks to Change with Your Body. And it's an amazing class. And it's a very different class. And typically in my classes, you know, whether they go for this period of time or that period of time, people have stuff coming up and we're doing a lot of clearing. But in this particular class, my target with this class was to create a space where we could actually create a communion with our bodies. Because that's something that just doesn't exist on planet Earth. And it's something Access talks about a lot. And we do in body classes and advanced body classes. But what I didn't acknowledge is that by week 3, I had already facilitated that with, there wasn't a lot of words for everybody. There weren't a lot of questions coming with words. And so Torsten asked, he said, yes, but is everybody being a question? Are you actually creating what you set out to create? And I was like, wow, yeah. But because we put so much value too on, so it isn't just about putting the words out there. It is actually just being the question. And sometimes you just do that and you don't even know you're doing it. You're following the energy and you aren't even acknowledging that you're so good at that, you know? And that's the other thing to look at with things is like, hey, like how much do you do this? How much do you be a question and follow the energy that you're not acknowledging? And then how can you use that capacity to create even more in your life?
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. I like that. Because I think a lot of times we don't acknowledge our capacity, right?
Well, yeah, we're not like, who teaches you that? Don't brag. Don't show off. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing with, one of the key points I really recognized lately is about the acknowledgement. You know, when you acknowledge your gift and capacities and your awareness, you get more of it, you know, and you start to judge yourself less, right? I've got a whole judgment thing going on this week, but it's like, it's okay. I got it. But when you're in that allowance of yourself, I find choosing and choice come a lot easier when you're in allowance than when you're judging yourself all the time.
Yeah, and I would say getting to the place where you can be in allowance of you is a bit of a process. I mean, 4.5 years into, you know, 82,000 classes and 5 million clearing loops later, like I'm still practicing it, you know. And so don't judge yourself for not being in allowance.
That is also a continual process too, of being an allowance, right? Recognizing when you're not, right? And then choosing to be. Mm-hmm. This is a part of I have to do something else to create what I will have. Torgin, thank you. This is a part of I have to do something else to create what I will have. So instead of doing something else, just being the, like Crystal talked about, being the energy of what that is going to create the future that she's looking for, right? So being the energy, it's like, okay, I'm like, how can I be the energy of what that is when I don't even know what that energy is?
Well, it's not a cognitive thing.
No.
Like it's literally, and this is, I do a lot of energy pulls and I'm about to start another set of money pulls. But one of the things I like about that, there's so many different ways that tool can be applied, pulling energy. But one of the ways that it can be applied is, you know, when you ask for an energy to show up, it does. So like when you ask, hey, universe, show me the energy of the future I desire to create, bam, before the words have come out of your mouth, it's present. It's there. You're in it. You're being it. To continue being it is not a mind thing, and it's not something you can create. You can't create energy cognitively. The only thing you can do is follow your awareness of energy, which all of you have to varying degrees or whatever that shows up for you. So the way to access your awareness of the energy is literally asking a question. You know, when you're faced with choices, it's like, okay, so truth, will this create the future I'm asking for? Yes or no? Yes. And I do, you know, we talk about, one of the first things we talk about in Access is how to ascertain or know what's true for you, right? Like what's light for you is true for you and what's heavy is a lie. And that's sort of like the beginning phase of learning what's true for you. But after a while, what I'm finding anyway, is that it's no longer a feeling thing. I mean, sometimes there's just this sense of expansion that just goes on for days and it's so clear. And other times it's not as clear because I've got things muddying the works. You know, I've got preferences, projections, expectations, whatever's going on for me. And so that's when I have to rely on my knowing in a different way. And I, you know, when I'm facilitating other people, I do this too. It's like truth. Does this match the energy of the future you're asking for, yes or no? Whichever one pops out of your mouth first is your awareness. Whichever one takes you too long to think about is not your awareness, because all of a sudden you're in your head and you're thinking about it and you're trying to cognitize something that's not cognitive. So that's the how. And again, that comes through just beginning to choose things, right? Yeah. Choose anything.
Yeah.
And start asking, okay, so does this match the energy of the future I'm asking for? Yes or no? No. Okay, cool. What else can I choose? What other choices? Or keep choosing that thing and you're going to get awareness. Mm-hmm. Like there's no wrong way to do it. It's just the way forward is forward and there's no right way to go forward.
Nope. It's just choosing and continuing to go forward. Even when stuff comes in your path, that's like, I don't know. It's like, just like you said, just continue to choose. So, because you were talking about the energy pulls and the money pulls and so on, is it possible to do a short energy pull around the future reality that you'd like to create?
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be fun.
So if for all of you guys that are on here and anybody watching in the future, if you want to just, you can close your eyes. And what you want to do is, first of all, become aware of your body. So wherever you're sitting, just become aware of where you're sitting. Become aware of where your arms are, what they're touching. Become aware of what your feet are touching. And just put your attention on all of your molecules, like all at the same time. Just become aware of all of your molecules in every part of your body, in your toes, in your ankles, in your calves, in your thighs, in your bum, in your stomach, in your chest. And then I want you to expand just outside of your skin. And then expand into the room that you're in. Your body's still with you. You're just expanding your being into the room that you're in. And then I want you to go 100 miles beyond that, out into the city that you're in. And then expand into your country. And then expand into your continent. And then go 100,000 miles beyond that. And then 100,000 miles beyond that, till you are bigger than the universe. Now I want you to pull up the energy of the future you desire. Right there. You've got it. And if you want to, you can put that in front of you. Or you can let it encircle you. You can let it surround you. You can let it permeate you. And then I want you to make that energy big, as big as you and bigger than the universe. And just notice what it does. Notice if it dissipates or if it actually gets more intense, more vibrant, more alive. And then I want you to play with pushing down your barriers. And this is one of those things that is a no mind thing. And if you don't know what that is, put your barriers up and then push them down. And then put your barriers up. And then push them down so that you can start to get a sense of what that feels like in your body. And then if you haven't yet, push them down again. And then I just want you to ask the energy of all the universe to pull through the energy of the future you're aware of, and then through the front side of your body, out the back side of your body. And you don't have to do anything or think anything or try hard with this. You just have to ask. As soon as you ask and you put your attention on it and you ask it to pull, it starts pulling. So you're pulling from all over the universe through the energy in front of you, through the front side of your body. And actually pull through every molecule on the front side of your body. So put your attention on every molecule and pull the energy of the universe through every molecule on the front side of your body. And then pull the energy of the universe through every molecule on the sides of your body. And then pull the energy of the universe through every molecule on the back side of your body, the back side of your head, the back side of your neck, the back side of your bum, the back side of your bum, as opposed to the front side of your bum. And then pull up through the earth, through your feet, and let it go through your head, and down through your head, through your body, through your feet, into the earth, until you have an energy flow coming through every molecule of every part of your body from all over the universe. And I just want you to just get how this feels in your body. Get the sensation of it. Notice anything that you're noticing. Notice the sensations on your skin. Notice the sensations in your body. Notice the sensations around you. What energy, space, and consciousness are you that you haven't yet acknowledged, and in this moment you could acknowledge just by knowing that you are it, that would empower you to create everything that you're asking for? And everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and create it? Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, all, golly, insurance, boys, and beyonds. And what energy and space and consciousness can you be to create this reality that you're asking for, that's beyond this reality, with total ease? And everything that doesn't allow that to show up, will you destroy and create all that? Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, all, golly, insurance, boys, and beyonds. And then right now you can reverse the flow. So right now you've got a flow coming in from all over the universe. You want to reverse it and actually flow energy out. And let it split into little tendrils and trickles that go out to every single being, every single molecule, every single person or non-person that's going to actually contribute to this becoming a reality for you. Let them know that you're here and you're choosing. And energetically, you're asking. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So I love starting my days with those, because that gives me, that actually gets me to the space of me. That bigness, that space, that possibility is you. Everything else that doesn't match that is not you.
That's great.
Such a gift.
Yeah. I absolutely love that. Oh my goodness. I feel, you know what? No words. Yeah, that was brilliant. And it's like the, it just intensified so much more, you know. It's like, just wow. And it's like,
so creating your life from that space becomes a really different thing. Like, you're no longer trying to create, you're just being. You're being the energy of your future. So choices are different after you pull energy. Like, you choose different things. And as opposed to when you're in need and lack, and that's so real, mm-hmm. you're choosing from that. But when you're choosing from this space, like, you just make different choices and you play differently and things come out of your mouth differently. And so with money pulls, what we do is we become money. You become the energy of money. You pull the energy of money into your world. And then you go and you start choosing. What can I do to generate money? What can I do to create money to actualize this energy that I'm being already? And so it's no different. It's just a really different topic. So these are something that I play with these all the time.
Oh, I love it. I'm just feeling so good. I'm just like, oh, I cannot talk. I'm, you know, it was like, that was so, you know, like somebody, Caroline said, that was yummy, yummy. It was, yeah, so yummy. Why do I not do that every day?
Well, you can come play with me. I start on Wednesday.
Just like, oh my God, that is amazing. So I wanted to talk. So is that, and yeah, thank you, Caroline. That was the no barriers. Was brilliant. I write because I can't, because I'm at work and can't speak. Yeah, yeah, I know that. That's true. Thank you. Wow.
Yeah, there may be nothing to say out there. I mean, you know, like that, it's, that may be our interview. I mean, that's okay. I guess, yeah, just what I would empower yourself, like if you're looking at like, how do I create my life, just start somewhere. And if it's even just like taking that one exercise and doing that every morning and then going, okay, what would I like to choose today? What would I like to create as my life today? What would, if I could choose anything, if I could have anything, if I was going to die in the next 10 seconds, like mm-hmm. what would I choose? And start with that and just keep going. Like that's the how.
Yeah. That's, I, you know, I just like, I just wish I could give you a hug right now. Cause like, that was so, oh, just loved it. Thank you. I wish I would have talked to you yesterday. You know, yesterday I was having a shit day, like total shit day. My community knows. Cause I was like, but you know, it all worked out. It's all good. But it's like, wow, you know, I could have used that, you know, yesterday. I did other stuff, but I could have used that. That would have been fantastic. Now I know I will use it tomorrow.
Well, you can cut it out, cut the audio out, and even like, you know, offer it as a free opt-in for your list or something, whatever.
And it's like, and I do that sometimes with my community, except I always, you know, I don't always do the barriers down, and I don't always do the trickling out, you know, like the reverse pull, you know, it's like, oh, that's what I'm missing. It's like, I'm going to do that from now on.
Well, if you look at nature and you look at a stream or you look at like the bodies of water. I mean, our earth is 70% water or something. So is our body. Mm-hmm. Like it has to be flowing in and out for it to stay alive and for it to stay vibrant. And so we are this massive contribution as well as asking for contribution. We be a massive contribution.
Yeah.
And that allows for all of that to be what it is.
That's what I'm not acknowledging, right?
Yeah.
The contribution that I'm being, not just to my community, but to myself and to the world.
You just are one. You walk around and you just are one.
But I don't see it and I don't acknowledge it. And it's like, oh.
Yeah. But that's the thing is like, you can't see what you be. You can't see it. You, when you're being a miracle, you don't know it. You're just walking around being you. And for you, that's normal, right? Like I'm a walking miracle. Well, that's normal for me. I don't know. What, is that different?
I love you. I love that. So, okay. So we were talking about a program that you're just starting. So we know that we have a special offer, right? That for everyone. Like to have it or purchase it. Sorry.
So I did 21 days of money pulls that were originally $150. So for everybody on here, it's $99. Mm-hmm. And they were game changers. In fact, one of them I put on YouTube and it's gotten like 11,000 views. Like they're just really good. And all of my pulls have a little mini class in the beginning. So it's either it's tools. You get tools and then we pull. So it's a really cool way to start your day.
So this one on the special offer page, is that a live one or one that was already done before?
That was one that was already done. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. I just wanted to confirm that. And so that is like 21 days of these types of pulls, but money pulls, and as well as tools that people can start using, right? To create and generate money. And
you
not
can change your whole financial reality with those 21 days. Like
I love that. And, you know, and people are asking for that, you know, and people mm-hmm. are requiring that. What's, you know, it's funny. I was, my husband hopefully can't hear me, but I was, I was saying to somebody, it's like, oh, you know, I'm not doing this for the money because I don't really need the money. My, you know, my husband's good. You know, it's like, I'm covered. It's like, no worries. You know, and she's like, is that a back door? You know, it's like, maybe, you know, it's like, because I was thinking about a project or something. It's like, well, I don't really need to do it because I don't really need the money, but would that be fun for me? So like different choices. But when, about the financial reality, it's like, so yeah, he's got his, we have ours together. And what about, you know, maybe I would like to make my personal financial reality slightly different.
Only right? slightly though.
Only slightly. Because sometimes
just do a little bit of difference. Cause like two overhaul would be like, that's too much.
I'm ready for it. I'm okay with it. But you know how sometimes when you're in a relationship with somebody, it's like the joint bank account, joint everything. Like it's like, oh yeah, I'm good. You know, it's like, so, you know, I'm good. I don't have to worry. But that's kind of stopping you from really creating your life to be even more magical, more abundant, more fun, you know?
Well, I think it's all just it's just a choice. It's really just looking at like, okay, so I can be happy with this. Like, it's like your thing. It's like, you're covered. You don't need anything. It's not creating from need anymore. It's actually creating, it's choosing to create from what would actually be fun. Would it be fun to include money in what I'm doing? Would it be fun to out-create myself? Would it be fun to receive more money than I ever thought was possible? That for me personally is the fun thing about being alive, is getting to out-create myself. Cause I get bored so easily. I know it's like, I create something and then I'm like, I'm done. I did that. Like, it's like your tele summit. You've done a couple now or however many you've done. It's like, you can do those in your sleep, you know, yes. every step, every email, every link. Yes. And so now it's like, okay, so what else? Like what else can I add to for the thrill of being alive, you know?
Yes,
and
exactly.
I think that's the thing we miss out on with money, is we make it about need and lack and I have to. No, you don't. You'd be fine living in a tropical location with no house, actually, and no money, and, you know, having a little bit of food, you'd actually be fine. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to have anything. It's all a choice. And when it becomes a choice, that's when you can go, okay, so what choices would be fun then? You know, and how can I include money in everything that I'm creating with my life?
And especially because sometimes having more money can, you can have more choices, you know, more different types of choices that you hadn't even probably considered before, right? So yeah. We just bought a car today.
Exciting.
And it's really nice. And it's like, ooh, really nice. I like it. Yeah, I really like it. But I had been resisting because I was like, no, we don't need it. It's too much money, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no. And then some wise person said to me, well, you know, if you buy it, will it create more? And it's like, yes. Yes, it will.
That's following your awareness of the life you desire to create that goes beyond your cognition. You just did it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You know, and that's fun. And so like today we were out driving all day practically, you know, just enjoying, right? And how much fun is that? And what else is that going to create? You know, and what else can that create? And then it's a matter of, ooh, now we get to drive all over Europe, you know?
That sounds awful. Stop it.
With more ease and so much more fun. And it's like, oh, where do we want to go? You know, it's like, so, yeah, right? And so how much fun is that?
Totally. And I think we really limit what's possible when we make things linear. So like, you don't know what driving around in that car all over Europe is going to create in your business. Like, you don't actually have any idea yet what kind of creative ideas you're going to have, or what inspirations you're going to have, or what videos are going to come out of that, or what business is going to come out. Like, you don't know yet.
No.
So like, that's the thing about when you make it linear and you're like, no, I don't need it. We can't afford it. Like, that's the linearity of creation that we're taught.
Yeah.
But when you do that and you don't gift yourself what you did, which is like, is this going to create something greater? Yes. Okay. Then you cut off all the possibilities that are actually available to you that you don't even know yet, because you haven't gone into it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awesome.
And you know, and that's the power of these questions. Is like, when you ask the question, will this create more? I love that question. You don't have to know what it's going to create. You just like,
you can't know what it's going to create. It's impossible. You can't figure it out.
You can't, because you know, it's based on the choices that you make every day and every moment.
Yeah. And right? It never shows up the way you think, ever.
That's for sure.
Ever, 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 ever.
I was saying on the show the other day, and you know, I just want to just quickly talk about that, was I chose to go to a body class right after the COP here in Vienna, and spontaneously, you know, it's like, it wasn't planned, you know, not on my agenda, but it's like last second, it's like, yeah, I'm going to go, you know, it'll be fun. And since then, it's created so much, you know, it's like, did I know? No, I just knew, it's like, yeah, I'm going to go. And it's like, wow, I had no concept of what was going to happen after that. I had no expectations. It's like, I'm just going to go. And my body loved it. And now it's creating so much more in my life that I could not even have imagined, you know? And that's just like by choosing and saying yes, you know, by asking the question, should I go to this class? Is it going to create something? You know, it's like, yeah, my body says yes. I said, I asked my body, do you want to go? Yes. Okay. Let's go.
I'm so glad. Bodies are actually really simple. It's yes or no with bodies. Like, you want to go? Yes. Okay, good.
Right. And the thing is, then you choose it. Then you do it, right? You choose it. Yeah, I'm choosing to go. And then just seeing what else comes up. And then constantly asking the question, what will this create? You know, not what will this create. Sorry. Will this create the future that I'm looking for, or the energy of the future that I'm desiring? And it's like, I'm asking that question right now. It's like, yes, you know? And so sometimes it's not linear. And I just love that how you said that. It's like, it's about getting the energy of the future that you'd like to create. And because we're talking about create your life, and then choosing it based on the energy of that, of yes or no, just yes or no. Yes. Is it going to create? Yes. Then go ahead, choose. No, no. Okay. Then I'm not going to choose it. And, but it's like a continuous process. It's not just a one-time question. It's like you continually ask, right? Yeah. I talk so much sometimes in these things. I just get so excited.
I love that about you.
I just get so excited. It's like there's so much to ask and so much to say. So the special offer is on the live page. It's going to be on the podcast. It's going to be on the YouTube, so you can find it there as well. But take a look at it. 21 days of money pulls of, you know, if you really want to change your financial reality, take a look at that. And it's only $99. It was $150 before. And you said you're starting a new life program, Crystal, as well?
Yeah, I'm doing 60 days of pulling in money and getting out of debt. So I'm going to be, this one is every week. So it'll be 8 Zoom classes where I'm going to show you, and we're going to go through your finances and my finance. I'm going to show you the systems that I have in place to actually create a different financial reality, because there's more required than just pulling in money, right? Like, there's systems to put in place and choices to make. So that'll be once a week, but then every other day we're doing energy pulls. So it'll be that same format of like, hey, we're going to have one tool per day, 15 to 20 minutes on Facebook Live. You can be live for it, or you can listen to it at later. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
And you register from my site. Yes. Yes. For the pulling in money for the current class. It's on my site, crystaljoycrawford.com. And you can do a one pay or a two pay, and it's going to be really amazing. I'm excited.
So I'm just going to type into here your website.
Oh yeah, perfect. My name is weird, different. Yeah.
So you can check out that one for the current one that's starting on Wednesday, you said? Right.
Yep. And there's also a lot, if that's not something you want to choose right now, there's a lot of tasters on there. Like I have a taster of like clearing out judgments around your body. I've got a taste of living beyond distraction. I've got a taste of, I'm another money taster. There's actually a free how to become money workbook class on there too. So there's a lot on there too. If that's not something you want to choose right now, there's a lot of things that you can just try and see.
Cool. And then there's the 21 day money pulls that you'll get the link for. And also there's the free gift that Crystal has for us, which is on the gift page. And so the gift page link is going to be in the email. So check your email, see what's going on. Okay. Because, you know, I want to honor the people who are actually registering for the series. So the gift page is only available via email, but it's in every single email. So you'll see it. And I'm just seeing if there was anything else that I'm missing that I wanted to talk about. Cool. So that was the special offer and the gift. And, you know, in closing, Crystal, is there, you know, like we did the energy pull today, and during that you did a few clearings, right? What energy, space, and consciousness can la 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 la, go back and listen. but is there any other tool that you can share with us today as we move forward to really to really choose, for the future that we'd like to create?
I would just really employ, like, will this choice create the future I'm asking for? Like, employ that question every moment of your day. Will this choice create the future I'm asking for, yes or no? And if you start going into your head, stop yourself right there, puck and pod all of your decisions, judgments, computations, and conclusions, all your projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections, your DJCCs and PES juniors. And if you can't remember all that, just remember DJs. You're all right at it. DJCCs and PES juniors, puck and pod those, and then go, okay, so truth, will this create the future I'm asking for, yes or no? And then if no, then be willing to listen to yourself, because that is actually, that's your awareness. That's you knowing something that you can't explain to yourself. You just know something. Mm-hmm. You didn't even know that you knew it till that moment, but now you know it. So it's like, okay, so what other choices can I make? And that's when you ask another question that's just going to give you an awareness. And it may not give you an awareness in that moment, mm-hmm. but it will give you an awareness. And then just keep moving forward like that. That would be the process I'd invite yourself to, like, for the next 20 years. That's your home play for the next 20 years.
I love that. And you know what? I will at some point, I think, cut out the audio for the energy pull and put it as one of the free gifts from you that's already on.
Oh, thanks. That's really great.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll put that on there as well so that they can have it more, you know, easily, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, because I think that'll be really useful for people. But it's not just about doing the energy pull. It's also about asking questions, following your awareness, and choosing. And
choice, question, possibility, contribution. Choice, question, possibility, contribution. It's all of those things playing together, and they're not linear. So it's just playing with all of those different things all the time to see what you can create. And I actually have to go because I have a call I've got to be on. Sorry.
Absolutely. No, I just wanted to tell everyone, you know, The YouTube will be out shortly. The podcast will be out shortly. So please keep an eye on that. You'll see it on Facebook as well and in the email. So thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you guys so much.
This was brilliant. Thank you so much. It was
absolutely. See you later, guys.
Bye for now, everyone.